AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Israel strikes Beirut, and Iran sends missiles toward Israel and its Gulf neighbors. We get the latest from the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Iran is lashing out following the killing of one of its top leaders in an airstrike, with attacks on its Persian Gulf neighbors and Israel, using some of its latest missiles to evade air defenses and killing at least two people near Tel Aviv, as the war in the Middle East shows no sign of slowing. Israel, meanwhile, has kept up intense pressure on Lebanon, with strikes, it says, targeting Iran-backed Hezbollah militants, hitting multiple apartment buildings in Beirut and killing at least six people. In Iran, the Bushehr nuclear power plant complex was hit by a projectile, but there were no injuries and the plant suffered no damage, the International Atomic Energy Agency says after receiving a report from Tehran. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Analysts say China is unlikely to help the U.S. reopen the Strait of Hormuz, and it probably is welcoming a delay in President Trump's Beijing trip. The Iran war is dragged into a third week, and oil shipments through the strait are stalled. U.S. allies also are resisting deeper involvement. A suspect has been shot and killed by police after officers responded to a shooting at a Department of Veteran Affairs clinic in Jasper, Georgia. A VA employee was airlifted to a hospital. Jimmy Mooney says he heard gunfire at the nearby clinic.
We heard the gunshots going off inside. We was inside the Goodwill. There was probably 17 of us inside the Goodwill that was shopping. And they had come and told us to get in the back of the store.
The city says in a statement on Facebook that officers confronted the shooter and then shot him. Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton of Illinois has won the Democratic primary for U.S. Senate. This is AP News. Venezuela has won its first World Baseball Classic title, beating the United States 3-2, scoring the go-ahead run in the top of the ninth inning. A decision over a potential ban on Donald Trump and others from major sporting events has been pushed back.
The World Anti-Doping Agency has put off a decision about barring government officials from major sporting events if their countries voluntarily withhold dues. Tuesday's move pushes a potential showdown with President Donald Trump and other U.S. officials until at least after this summer's World Cup. The WADA Executive Committee met and said it would consider the new rule in September, 2 months after the World Cup, which the U.S. is hosting along with Canada and Mexico. The rule would presumably go into effect before the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
More news at APNews.com. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.